So let me ask you a question. You go, okay, I understand all this, Tony, but how do you ever have a sense of certainty in a world that's changing all the time, where you set goals, you do all the right things, and it still doesn't always turn out right? How do you live in a world where suddenly something can happen? It could take away your whole business, or, you know, a storm could come and take away your home, or some calamity could happen to your personal family, or a disease could hit, or someone could die. How do you deal with all that? And the answer is, you have to know the one thing you can control is not events. What you control is what things mean to you. And therein comes the secret to life. Because no matter what happens in your life, the meaning of what has happened is yours. You get to determine it as long as you're conscious and you don't allow the people around you to teach you what to think. And as long as you don't just go on automatic pilot and allow your nervous system to make up connections that are false. Let me give an example of what happens to people. Certainly by now you realize that what you do as a human being is primarily driven by your need to avoid pain and your desire for pleasure, right? But see, all of us have learned through life that certain things mean more pain than others. And so some people are driven by their fear, right? To experience the emotion of fear is the most incredible, painful thing they could ever imagine, so they'll do anything to avoid being in a fearful situation. Other people are driven by their desire to feel the sense of adventure. Obviously, they make decisions differently. They focus on different things in life. They can walk in the same room as someone who lives in fear, and they're going to notice different things. They're going to want to sit in a different place. They're going to want to try a different kind of vacation than someone who's trying to focus on how to be secure. What drives you? Are you driven by guilt? Are you driven by your past? When we use the word driven, the word drive, it really means to guide, to control, or to direct something. So what's guiding you? What's controlling you? What's directing your behavior? What's directing your focus? What's directing the meaning you're pulling from your life? What is it? Is it your parents? Is it the competition you have with somebody else? Is it wanting to prove somebody wrong? Is it your desire to contribute? Is it your desire for joy or happiness? Or is it a sense of purpose that's driving you? A sense there's something out there for you to do. There's something you're designed to evolve into, to become, to share, to give, to create. You don't even know what it is. But you're willing to trust that each day more of it's going to come out. See, whatever drives you, that's what's shaping your life. And the challenge is that most of us never consciously decide what we're going to have drive our life. See, we're not stimulus response animals, but we can be stimulus response animals. Our nervous systems are designed to help us. They're designed to be a source of decision making. They're designed to help us very quickly when we have an experience, figure out what is the source of that pain so we can avoid it in the future. What is that source of that pleasure so we can have more of it in the future? But when we don't think things through, when we don't think things through in an empowering way, when we don't have faith that there's a higher meaning, we tend to settle like animals for the lowest meaning that we can find. Well, this is happening because I'm a bad person. This is happening because there's something wrong with me. This is happening because I'm just destined to fail. Or worse, very often in life, we don't even consciously think things through. Our nervous system just makes quick decisions. Hey, every moment you're alive, whenever you have a significant amount of pain, your brain says, hey, what is the source of this pain? And it uses three criteria to determine what the source of your pain is. It looks for something that is happening about the same time you're having the pain that is unique. Because after all, you weren't feeling pain a moment ago. You got pain now. What's unique about this situation? It looks for something that is recent. Something's happening about the same time you have the pain. And it also looks for something that is consistent. Something that whenever you've had pain in the past, this has also been a factor in that situation. Let me tell you how these three criteria can help you. You go out one day when you're a child and you touch a hot stove. You feel some pain. You pull it back. Your brain says, okay, what was unique to that moment that gave me the pain? It looks around and says, ah, this burner, right? And says, what was happening about the same time I felt the pain? I was touching this burner. And what's consistent about it? Well, maybe nothing until you do it again. After doing it two or three times, or maybe one time because it hurt enough, maybe one time is consistent. It's like when somebody says to you, you always do that. You, I don't always do that. You, yes, you do. You always do it. I've done it one time. Yeah, but, well, that's always. Well, human beings can make one time consistent if it's painful enough. So the bottom line is, what do you learn? Your nervous system learns you don't grab burners. Right? You just don't do that. And so in the future, when you're trying to make a decision about what to focus on, what things mean and what to do, and you're going by a burner, one of the options is not to go grab that baby just for fun. So as basic as this lesson is, we fail to realize that this simple system that assists us so much in making decisions because it helps us discover what is the source of our pain or our pleasure so we can avoid the pain, gain the pleasure in the future. This simple system can be misguided or misinterpret information.